Blog Talk Radio.
Cosmic Cafe on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Cooch Daniels. I've written a couple of tarot books. One is called Tarot d'Amour. It's all about love and romance and intimacy. And I've written another book to help people connect on deep levels called Tarot at a Crossroads. Actually, I co-authored them with my partner. So that's exciting. And I've got a Chakra Oracle coming out next month called Sacred Mysteries. So I'm totally motivated by the tarot. It's my navigator in my life since I've been a young person. And I'm so excited to be here with you today. We're on a live call-in show, so if you want to give us a ring, call 714-816-4628. After you get through, if you want to live conversation with us, press 1 on your dial pad so that we know you want to be on air with us. You can also join us in the chat room on our live page or psychictalk.net/live. Today, I've got a great show for you. I can hardly wait. My special guest and co-host today is angelic energy healer and channel spiritual teacher and coach, Catherine Hamm. I just love her to death. But before we get to Catherine and do a special tarot angel reading talk, we're going to have a wonderful, amazing, super delicious person join us. It's our surprise guest, Wald Amberstone, who's the head of the Tarot School and host of the Readers. I don't know. He's just an amazing person, and I'm so excited that he's here with us today. So, hi, Catherine, and hi, Wald, and hi, everyone. Hi, Wald.
Hey, how are you? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine. Catherine, you haven't really done a lot of tarot readings. You're an angel channeler. So, we've got this tarot master. I kind of look at him as a tarot demigod, actually, because he's so rich in tarot ideas and what he's created, and such a strong influence in the tarot world. He's probably one of the largest influencers in our time because he has such a large outreach with the tarot, the Reader Studio, which I would love for you to talk about today. But Catherine, do you have a question about anything for Wald to get us going? Not to
sure,
put you on the spot or anything.
Well, Wald, yeah, I would love to know more about who you are as a person and how you started.
Huh. Well, who I am is nobody in particular. There was a very funny story I can tell you. In 1997, I think it was, I went to my second tarot conference, which was put on by Janet Barris at the time and the World Tarot Council. And it was the second one that I had gone to. And by the time I got to that second one, Janet had asked me to, asked me and Ruth Ann, my wife, to give a talk. So we were on the program, and we had to submit a bio. So I submitted my bio. My bio said something to the effect that I had don't have any degrees, I had not written a book or created a deck, I didn't know anybody, but I was damn good at what I did. So there you have it.
Yeah.
And aside from having written a couple of books, nothing much has changed. Oh, no, that's not true. I know a bunch of people now that I didn't know before. And time has passed, and a lot of things have happened since then. But mostly, I am a theorist. rather than a practical applicator. I teach people how to do things. And they say that if you don't know how, you teach. Well, I do know how, but I teach anyway. And I love tarot as a way of organizing the world for myself. I don't know if anybody realizes this, but we spend our entire lives organizing our worlds. The data that comes pouring into our five senses and into our ears by way of teaching is so massive that without some kind of systematic approach of some sort, you really don't know what you're looking at when you look at the world. And tarot, for me, has been the way of organizing all of that. So it's been my teacher and my mentor and, in a way, my salvation. It's a lovely tool, and I love it to death.
Awesome. That's great. So tell me more about the school and when, you know, how it all started.
Well, a long time ago, 1994, I met my wife-to-be at that time, Ruth Ann. And I was at that time a person who volunteered at a holistic learning center in New York City called the New York Open Center. And there they had teachers come in all the time to teach all kinds of interesting stuff, all kinds of New Age material. And some of the people who came there were tarot teachers, Robert Place, Mary Greer, Rachel Pollack, and people like that. And they would come in and they would teach a class, maybe on the weekend, or maybe they would do two or three classes or a six-class set over a couple of weeks. And they would teach beginners because it was beginners who always came. And then they would come again and they would teach a new batch of beginners. Then they would come again, and they would teach a new batch of beginners. And it seemed to me, and to some of the people that I knew who were watching this whole process, that the students never got past the beginning stage. The teachers never had the opportunity. There wasn't enough call to teach anything more advanced than that. So the students always got the same beginner material. And we thought, you know what? We can do better than that. We can create a place where students can learn as long and as deep as they want and pursue this matter as far as they're capable of taking it. And so we started the school. And we used to meet once a week. And at the very beginning, I think we had one student and four teachers.
Oh.
And then it went from there. It was really very funny. But we persevered, and eventually it grew and grew and grew, and eventually we have hundreds and even thousands of students around the world. But that's how it started, and that was the motivation for it, just to give people a chance to learn. To take something like this, which is almost infinite in its depth, and follow it out as deep and as far as you could possibly take it. And that's what the Tarot School does to this day.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we've been doing it now for 24 years.
Oh, wow.
And then how did the Reader Studio start?
Well,
because that's
Janet
one part of your school.
That's right. Well, you know what happened was when we went to Janet Barris's thing, her symposium in Chicago, we really got a great big pleasure from it. We had never been to one before. That's where we got to know everybody. And it was lovely to get into the social aspect of tarot and not be isolated anymore. And people were trying to prevail upon us to do a tarot gathering, a tarot conference in the East Coast in New York. And we thought about it, and we thought about it, and we thought about it, and eventually, with 4 years of planning, we eventually produced what we called the New York Tarot Festival, which was essentially another gathering like the one in Chicago that we created along the lines that they did. We used the same basic format. But the difference was that Ruth Ann and I, my wife and I, got married at that conference. We actually did the two things together. We figured, well, we're going to have all our friends and family there. We're going to have the whole tarot community there, so why not do it there? And so we had a fabulous wedding. And Mary Greer and Longmire Duquette officiated, and we had everybody there, and it was an amazing, magical wedding, and I think people who were there remember it to this day. But then, after that was over, we had so much fun that everything seemed to be an anticlimax. We were bored. So we said, we got to do another get-together of some sort. So in order to preserve our meager funds, we recreated the format so that it was a little bit more efficient. And we created the format that became the Reader Studio. And that happened in 2003, and it was primarily happening because we wanted to have the excitement we had in 2002 at our wedding. And so we did. And little bit by little bit, it grew and grew and grew and became more and more complex and more exciting all the time. The energy at the Reader Studio is so high that people take a month to come down from it once they've been there. It's really quite an amazing thing, and every year it gets better and better and better. I think it's I'm not sure of this, but I think it may be the largest tarot gathering in the world at this point.
That's awesome. So where is it held?
It's held in New York City. Actually, it's held specifically at the New York LaGuardia Marriott Hotel, which is right outside the airport, right outside of LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York. And we will be pretty much the sole people at the hotel. We'll have taken it over by the time we're done. We'll have 250 people, more or less, sitting in the room at the same time. And we'll be doing some amazing stuff. Yeah. And it's easy. Luckily, we learned from Chicago and also from other conferences that we went to, that the best way to have an event like that, where people are coming from all over the world, is to have it at a hotel near an airport, so that there's not a lot of traveling or a lot of expense in traveling involved. And that's what we've done.
Okay. So it's at the Marriott LaGuardia.
The New York LaGuardia Marriott Hotel. It's a long word, long name. But, you know, if anybody wants to actually see what the event is like, what it's about, and what's included in it, they can go to a website that's called readerstudio.com, simple name, readerstudio.com, and there they will find the schedules, the speakers, the location, all of the aspects and events that are part of the whole process. And I think anybody who looks at it is going to have their mind. If they haven't seen it before, it'll blow your mind. See what happens when you ask a simple question?
Love it. That is awesome.
Asking a question to a Sagittarian who is extremely brilliant. So when you put Jupiter, who rules Sagittarius, with a brilliant mind, it just keeps you know, more and more information coming, more insight, igniting the inner fires with ideas. So.
Well, Cooch, you know, I'm your fan, too.
I am so impressed by what Ruth Ann and you are creating and how much influence you have over so many people. It's really awe-inspiring, to say the least, because I'm quite the opposite. You live in the Big Apple, and I live under redwood trees. I'm more a hermit by nature, and so I look out and go, oh, my God, there's a big world out there in the Tarot
community. But you know what?
It's
so funny, though, because you travel endlessly to teach and to read, and you have a very big audience, and people continuously call on you to come back, because they love what you do. And you're off to the big city all the time.
Thank you for reminding me that... Every once in a while, that's true. Thanks, Walt. Thanks for reminding me.
You come out from under your redwood tree and travel to the big places.
You know, there's always this tarot evolution and where you've been and where you see yourself going. And it keeps changing as my sense of who I am and what I want to be changes. So I'm like, oh, it's thanks for giving me the heads up, Walt.
That's very funny. Well, so have you decided who you want to be yet?
I'm really identifying with the hermit card right now.
okay. Well, you know, one of the aspects of the hermit is that he lives at the top of the world.
Oh.
I mean, he may be alone, but the only reason he's alone is because he's climbed so high that there's nobody else up there with him.
Well, I didn't say I want to be the hermit. I'm identifying with the card.
Okay.
It's like I want to find that hermit with the light and kind of like just sit there quietly at the feet and look into the light.
Yeah. I got it. I got you. Yeah, I know.
Well, just that reality becomes, you know, the shape of reality shifts when you
Doesn't
become
it, though?
The evolution of consciousness, you know, keeps shifting and how you can enter the tarot cards in your mind. And I'm finding like a totally different way of entering tarot cards after all these years. You think, oh, well, there's nothing new. You've been doing it for so long. And it's like, oh, no, believe me, it's totally brand new. even, you know, after you're doing it for decades, you can, like, step into it on a whole different level. And I'm like, oh, it's a little scary sometimes when you can see how far you can go with this in your mind.
Absolutely. It depends on whether big horizons and endless landscapes scare you or attract you.
Well, and how you enter them. Like, you know, is it intentional
indeed.
Or were you kind of just, like, accidentally fell into it?
I know. If you were on a boat, would you like falling into the ocean?
You know, it depends on what's right immediately in the near vicinity. If it's like a 15-foot white shark, you know, no.
Right.
But if it's spinning dolphins, how can I jump in?
Right. There was a story about how on the Titanic, some guys were getting together and say, okay, guys, we got 15 minutes to learn how to live underwater.
Wow.
As the boat was beginning to sink. So there you go. If you can turn yourself into a fish, you know, then everything's cool. That, by the way, is interesting. How, you know, it's really funny over this period of time. I've gotten to the point where I don't want to improve myself anymore. I've had enough. I'm good the way I am.
Well, how can you improve a good thing? You know, when you get to be it's like there's so much good in what you have become and what you're about. It's like there's no room for, you don't have to worry about improvement. But evolution, I think, is different than improvement.
That's true, but isn't it the case that people, generally speaking, are dissatisfied with themselves on some very deep level? No matter who they are, no matter what they do, there's this problem of thinking, I am not worthy, you know? And after a while, at a certain point, I guess one of the advantages of getting older is that you realize that there's no end to the process, so you might as well just relax. So you don't really have to improve yourself anymore if you don't want to.
Isn't that a nice thought? You don't have to do anything you don't want to at a certain point.
You really don't. Age has a tendency to free you from those things. You don't worry about the expectations of other people too much. I mean, you do your best to be nice, but, you know, you don't have to.
But you can give them the finger, and it's the same. You know, it's like no big deal.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
I would
give them a handshake and a pat on the back and tell them how lovely they were and not worry too much about if anybody was. You know, I've been on Facebook and stuff like everybody else for some time now, but I never post. If anybody wants to talk to me, they can, but I never say anything.
Well, talking about saying things, give us some of the highlights of Reader Studio coming up, and is there any room for any more students, or are you totally booked up, or
yes.
What's going on?
Well, we have been booked up solid and sold out three or four different times in this last year. What happens is that people buy everything in sight. They pick up every ticket that we have available, and we say sold out. But then, because life is the way it is, people have to cancel sometimes. They have health issues, or they have financial issues, or they have schedule conflicts, or whatever it happens to be. It's so periodically people will drop out, and the full up, you know, notice becomes redundant. It actually opens up, and two or three more seats come available, and then those get taken, and then eventually that same process happens again and again. And we have a cutoff date for refunds. No, you can get it. You can register for Reader Studio, and if for some reason or other you can't make it, we refund your money. But that comes to an end on April 1st when we can no longer do that. So as we approach the date of April 1st, the people who are iffy about coming, all of a sudden the ones who are going to cancel in a bunch. So right now we're right at that stage. April 1st is the deadline. We only have a couple of days to go, and you know the number of people have canceled, and we have some open seats. Those people who still want to come can come. So, and that's probably going to be the case up until the middle of April. The cutoff date for registration will be April 20th. So at that point, we stop taking registrations. But if you want to come, the chances are pretty good you can. Just check the website, and you'll see that there are seats remaining, and then you can sign up. And I tell you, if you do manage to come, if you've not been before, you are in for a grand surprise. Well, Katie, you know what it's like.
It takes a person to a whole nother level of really connecting with the meaning of Tarot on so many different levels.
It's true. And the people who teach, the whole purpose of the teaching establishment at Reader Studio is to teach people something they're going to be able to use to improve their own skills. By the time Reader Studio is over, you are going to know things and be able to do things you couldn't do before. And you will have a chance to test that out and actually see for yourself if that is true. You are going to come away a stronger reader than you went in, no matter who you are.
And you're going to know a whole lot more to row people to give you inspiration or, you know, kick you in your butt to be more authentic.
One of the things that happens is that the Reader Studio is home, so to speak, for a lot of the luminaries of tarot, the people who write the books and create the decks and teach the classes. The people who are the movers and shakers of tarot tend to come to Reader Studio in great numbers, and it's very democratic. Everybody loves to talk, and you can talk to the biggest big shots, and they'll be very happy to speak with you and teach you and enjoy your company. Everybody is included, and it's a very, very warm and friendly atmosphere. There's no competition. If people have issues with each other, they leave them at the door. Everybody is civil and pleasant. And the net
effect. And there's a great dance party.
If you like to dance, we have included a rave, the Reader Studio rave on Saturday night after the banquet. There's so much going on from morning till night. If you have the stamina, there's something happening from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 or 2 in the morning every day. Of course,
wow.
You don't have to do it all, but you can. There's always something going on. And networking, the sociable aspect of this thing is fabulous. You really get to meet all the stars and hang out, and you get to know everybody. And people make really good and lasting friendships there. Did I leave
Catherine,
you
do you want to go? I forget. You got a couple kids at home. Never mind.
Ah, yes, children will do it to you for sure.
Well,
but
right
Cooch,
now
you're coming, aren't you?
I'm coming. I am coming this year. I'm coming because I want to birth my new deck at the Reader Studio. It's like I can't think of a better place to give birth to a divination project, something that's been I've been carrying in my heart for probably more than this lifetime, but it's been a long time percolating, and it's like, oh, I want to give birth to it at the Reader Studio. I can't imagine a better place to give birth to a deck. So that's my inspiration
Studio,
for coming.
Yeah, Reader Studio is a fabulous launching pad for any new metaphysical product that you have. It's people buy like crazy. The merchant area is staggeringly wonderful. There's a huge number of people who sell, and they sell the best stuff in the world. And people launch their decks and launch their books there all the time. It's a great place to begin. But it's really
and
lovely.
And
Rod has
been inspirational
again,
right? In influencing people to write decks, write books and do decks. I happen to know this from personal experience.
It's so funny. So you're going to write a deck and paint a book, are you?
Yeah, something like that. I know. It's like.
It'll be wonderful to see you and Victor again. It really is such a pleasure. That's one of the things. I mean, we work hard to put this conference on, but the ultimate benefit of it is that we get to go to it ourselves.
So, Catherine, I didn't mean to cut you off. You were going to say that, yes, you can come?
I wish. If it wasn't so in April 25th, I see Dax put it up on the chat room. I would love to, but
it's expensive.
Because,
it's time consuming. Yeah, I mean, you have to if you're working for a living, you have to tell your boss and get time off, and you have to make provisions for your children and for your parents if they're elderly and stuff like that. It actually takes a bit of planning and it takes a bit of intent to make it happen. But once you've had a taste of it, you make the effort. I can tell you, people come back all the time.
I think when the first time that you were totally booked up was like about 2 weeks after you announced the date of your show this year. Didn't you have like a total like
there were people signing up for it before the event was over last year. But while Reader Studio was still in progress for 2018, they were already signing up for 2019. By the time May, remember this is done at the beginning of at the end of April, beginning of May. By the time 3 weeks in May were up, we had sold out.
That's awesome.
I know. It is, actually. It's really scary, almost. It's so. It's the event is so staggeringly wonderful that if you have any money at all or any time at all or any enthusiasm at all, you will do that. And it is just a lovely thing to behold. And the interesting thing is that it's not something that you can plan. We have learned a lot from experience. And one of the things we've learned is that people have wonderful ideas. And the Reader Studio is made up in large part of fabulous volunteers from the community at large, people who suggest ideas for making the Reader Studio better, and then they get the opportunity to implement those ideas. And the Reader Studio keeps growing exponentially because the community just loves it so much. It's actually their event. And they produce probably two-thirds of everything that happens at Reader Studio was an idea suggested by somebody else. So it's a big community effort, and the community keeps making it better and better. My job and Ruth Ann's job is to hold the space and take care of the details and make everything work together. That's pretty much it. And there's so much going on that making it all fit together is like a giant jigsaw puzzle with a million pieces. So that's what we do.
Well, hear the applause. Dax, do you have any applause for Wald? Do we have a soundtrack of applause? I know Dax is hiding.
Oh,
applause!
Yeah. And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that I explained enough to give people an impetus to at least investigate. Again, go to readerstudio.com if you would just like to see what it's about, and that will give you an idea. In the meantime, of course, I know you've got to go, and me too, but if anybody who hasn't come before decides to come, we'd love to meet you, and I think you'll enjoy yourself.
I am sure they will, and I look forward to seeing you next month at your Reader Studio, and thank you so much for this surprise visit. I've been so busy, and I've been running so fast, I didn't have time to even think about putting this together until the last minute to invite you on, but I'm so glad that you and I, because we had talked about a show together in January, and you have to believe that show in January, the cosmos made it disappear totally, so I'm so glad that we didn't connect then because it didn't happen.
Goes
it fell
to show,
through.
Goes to show. Yeah, it
yeah
goes to show.
We were totally in tune, not to make that happen. But in
you
the
can't
future,
take,
we
you
will...
Can't take, you can't take bad news as bad news. Who knows how it's going to turn out?
No, but hopefully in the future I'll have you on and you can tell us how, from behind the scenes, how your Reader Studio went this year. I hope we can do that. And Catherine, do you have
lovely.
Any parting words for Wald?
Well, I want to thank you for sharing this. This is the first time I'm hearing of it. And I'm not too into tarot, but I'm always learning. So thank you for sharing. And I was actually just looking at your website. And it sounds very interesting. So I do hope that more people sign up after today.
Well, we shall see. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share some of this stuff. It was a pleasure. And besides which, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Kucha. It's been a long time.
Well, it's going to be happening more in the near future, so I look forward to seeing you and Ruth Ann. Love to Ruth Ann, by the way.
I will tell her, and say hello to Victor for me.
Okay. Thank you, Wald.
Take care.
Take good
care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Catherine, I just want to let you know something. I have been connected with Wald, Wald and Ruth Ann, and going to do different talks and things at the Reader Studio in the past. But this is the first time I've gotten to know, the background and the history that your questions brought to the forefront of our discussion, and I was so excited that you were talking about and asking those questions, because it's I learned a whole lot more about Reader Studio than I ever knew before.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times when we meet people, we don't really go into the background information because we get to know them here and now. So yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And I am usually with Dax when I've been doing these talk shows, since I haven't been doing that many of them. And this is the first time when I'm responsible for the the halfway commercial break. So I guess, do I just kind of like start now? Catherine, you're more experienced than I am. Do I just like go tell everybody about the amazing episodes coming up? And
Right.
Thank you, Dax. I think that was the clue or the cue. Okay, so hey, everybody. I've got Catherine Han, my co-buddy for this show, but I've got the script that I was sent from heaven above to let you all know about what's happening on Psychic Talk Radio coming up. That's really fantastic. Tomorrow, join Stephanie on Stephanie's Guided Tarot. Her last name, I guess, is Mayo, Stephanie Mayo, and she's offering free tarot readings all show long, and she is just fabulous. And on Friday, host Catherine Shogren and Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Dax Carlisle, as they discuss how can your angels help you, and they will be holding open lines. And I'm always like, oh, angels, help me, please, please, please. I better be listening to that one if I can get more insight into how to do that. Okay, and then this Saturday and Sunday, there's a break without any shows, but then Psychic Talk Radio returns on Monday, April Fool's Day, April 1st. More Soulful Thoughts with special guest, Catherine, do you know Anne Anula, is that how you say that?
Yes.
Since she's on your show?
Yep.
And
yeah,
she's going to
be on Monday with us. Yeah.
On the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance show, and that's your show, right? That's
yep.
the name of your
and,
show?
You know, it is. Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance. And she used to have her own show here with Sue, the Soul Sister show. What I'll be doing is catching up with her to see how she's doing and what she's been up to in Sweden.
How exciting is that?
Yeah, it will be.
I want to go to Sweden. It's like, oh, we've got an inn now. We can go over there and we'll know somebody in Sweden. So it's like, oh, boy.
I know, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I want to be able to do the show while I'm in Sweden.
Wouldn't that be... That's the dream, you know. That's the, like, oh, can we make that happen? Because as soon as you say, oh, she's in Sweden, it's like, I want to go. Okay, and then you can learn all about the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's the net address, psychictalk.net/upcoming, if you want to see the list and be able to think about it by reading about it more. So, Catherine, when we first had connected and I talked to you about joining me, it was because I love your energy, for one. And thank you for being on my show, for two. And also because I am really interested in knowing, I thought I could give you a little insight into the tarot or give you a tarot class, but I also thought maybe you could give me some insight in angel channeling, because do you do it with cards or do you just do it intuitively? How do you go about doing angel readings?
So it is intuitively. I don't use cards. So I started out using oracle cards when I first started my journey. And then the angels were like, nope, you don't need those anymore. So they're like, wait. And, you know, I had a lot of fear, you know, behind that too. That was pretty buried. I first thought, you know, I need to do the cards so that it can be something tangible that my clients can see and other people can see as I'm doing channeling. But as I've been really digging deeper into my own limiting beliefs, I figured that it's mainly because of my own fears. First going on live, like I didn't go live even when I did these, my oracle cards, but also just not having that trust and that faith. And as I, you know, dug into those fears and as I started practicing and learning, the angels were like, nope, you don't need those cards anymore. So now it's just all on what you see, what you hear, and your intuition. And so that's what I do. And I go live every week on my page doing that.
So can you just be, like, totally impromptu, like, in the moment with, like, okay, I'm just going to channel, I'm walking down the road, and I feel a message, and I want to channel an angel right now? Or how do you set this up? Go ahead.
When it comes to, for myself, so if I am, you know, doing something, I will have the angels step forward for me and bring into my awareness that they want me to connect with them. So I'll do it that way. And then also, like, for my radio show, I actually do channeling then, too. I don't use cards. And so when people are calling in, they're calling in because they need, they're asking for some guidance. So right then and there is when the angels step forward without me asking. And as soon as I'm connected with the call, the angels just kind of step forward. Now, if I were walking down the street, someone would have to approach me and ask me if there's an angel stepping forward for me, or if they can receive some guidance. So in that instance, I wouldn't just approach someone and say, hey, there's an angel stepping forward for you. So.
Wow. Well, I just found out from Dax, who's like hitting me over the head, that we're not paying attention to the reader queue. I mean, into the caller, the people who are calling in, and that there's a queue. So I'm wanting to know if we have someone who's interested in knowing on a personal level, if you can channel right now, is that something? Because before we take a caller. And Dax is asking if you can help with the calls. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you would like. Yeah, I'm ready to do whatever you'd like. So, or whatever the caller would like.
I got the message from the higher ups, from our angel Dax. I got the message. There's no no stress here or anything, Catherine. But he, can we past, you have been the person bringing on the guest, and I don't have the board in front of me. So you want to have a guest come on, and that would be the way, Dax. You're kind of in control of the call board. Oh, okay. He says, say you're going to do the call. Okay, we want a caller right now, Dax. Sorry, people, that I'm inexperienced here.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
This is Julia from Florida.
Julia from Florida. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for us? Or for Catherine?
Actually, I was just possibly hoping for some angel guidance. I need to start looking for employment, and I have some reticence about starting over because, you know, I'm mid-50s now and I don't have a very good work history, so just the whole idea becomes very overwhelming, and there's some fear about, you know, will I even, you know, they say, you know, do you look good on paper? Because the way, you know, employment is done, you know, you send a resume and, you know, it's like if you don't look good on paper, you know, you don't get any further along. So I'm just a little fearful about my future and, you know, the finances. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I actually have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And I'm really feeling this within my heart. I actually feel your fear that you're talking about. And so he's stepping forward for you because he wants to you to know that, you know, he's there to help you through these fears, and also to help you to understand that it's about going with your passion. So the things that you truly love to do. And don't worry about your age. Don't let age stop you from doing those things that you really love to do and focusing on a job that really excites you. And, you know, I know that you have what you've done before and you worry about your resume and things like that, but it's really about, yeah, just getting excited for a job that you're searching for or looking at, you know, not to worry too much about what you can check off of the requirements. And then it's also important to talk to those people in the company that are higher up. Talk to them about your experiences and the things that you really love to do. And that's going to help you to realize where you need to go when it comes to your next steps, your next job.
And I pulled the I couldn't help but pull a card because that's my nature. I have to pull cards. And I pulled the Ten of Swords, and Ten is numerologically a number one, which is don't be looking so much at the past. Be looking at the present and what you want to dive into, because the new possibilities are in the present. And to really make yourself to be the best you can be and look at your most positive attributes, qualities, skills, so that you can really shine. You know, don't think about, oh, well, in the past I didn't do my resume enough or blah, blah. It's like, well, no. And there's no time like the present to really, you know, put like a crystal in your pocket and you know, set an intention that there's going to be light around you, angels around you, and you're going to be guided to doing the work that is your highest purpose, and that you can be really good, a good and useful being in what it is that you're stepping into.
Okay. But do you feel that there will be something for me? Some, you know, like 3 months, 6 months, any indication of when something might, you know, present itself?
Go ahead, Catherine.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I hear soon. I do hear soon, but it's, you do need to clear some of these limiting beliefs before you can jump in. But you know, as for me, like whenever I call on Archangel Raphael and he brings into my awareness those things that I need to clear. So you know, just by asking him to help you to bring into your awareness what it is that you need to let go of and how to do that, as soon as you do that, there'll be something that comes up for you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Julia. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much, Catherine, for your angel wisdom. And, hey, we're ready for the next caller. Okay. Hello, caller.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Ooh, hi.
Hi.
And do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'd like to see what you guys see for me with love life, what you see coming up with relationship and love.
Okay, so I need to pull a card, and I don't know, Catherine, tell us how you do your thing. Do you just, like, intuit and channel and... Do you pick up something instantly?
Yeah, so I do have Archangel Shamuel stepping up for you. So Archangel Shamuel is a great angel when it comes to love, but also about really loving yourself. So he's stepping forward because he wants you to really focus on loving yourself first, to have that strong foundation of really, you know, loving who you truly are. And not about those things that kind of come from the outside world on what they tell us we should be like or, you know, how we should act, those type of things. So it's about understanding who we truly are and really loving who you truly, you know, who you are. So once you do that, you're actually going to be sending out the energy of the love that's, you know, that is right for you, the relationships that are right for you will come for you when it comes to friendships, when it comes to love, all those different things, as well as other areas in your life. So it's about being in alignment as well. So you have to, I would suggest calling Archangel Shamuel, and he's going to bring into your awareness how it is that you need to really, really be strong in who you are when it comes to loving yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I've been trying to.
Okay.
And you have something more to say, Catherine, before I butt in?
Oh, no. No. I was just wondering what you had for her.
Okay. I just feel like the spring, I keep getting springtime as a time of renewal. And look at what kind of seeds you want to be planting. But that's just an intuitive feeling, because I feel like green energy around you, which is growth and learning new things and being able to really tend your garden or, you know, create more mental, spiritual, emotional prosperity by having more of an uplifting sense about what you're stepping into in your future. The card I picked for you, though, intuitively, was the Seven of Cups. And Seven of Cups in relation to love can be like a love, fantasies, or idealism. And try to really be grounded in what you want to be doing or what kind of a person you want to be seeking out, so that you're not kind of just in your head about what might I find out there, but being grounded to how do I go about creating better connections or have really authentic, good communications with people that help me sense if there is the possibility for a relationship or if there's any kind of places where we really click or not, and using your intuition to ask for inner guidance to be at the right place at the right time to meet the right person, and to have more faith in your ability to attract someone really good for you.
Okay.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 40. I would like to have children and get married, but I don't know if that's ever going to still happen for me. Recently, I was involved with someone who I work with, but he just doesn't seem to care anymore. My feelings are still kind of hurt over that. I don't know if we're done, but he doesn't seem to care. So I don't know what's in store for me, if we're done or if someone new is going to come, hopefully. But I usually just choose to stay alone because I do want the right one, you know?
Oh, okay. The right one, because the Seven of Cups, it's like, don't be in your head with the right one. Try to be in touch with communicating in a way that helps you generate a connection that enables you to kind of really sense because 40 is kind of like, for a woman, you're saying you want a family and children. So there are women that I've met through readings who decide at this point it's like time to like really get serious. I mean, to be quite honest, I've met women who aren't that crazy about a man, but they get pregnant with that man because they want to have a family and they want to have a baby. And then after they have the baby or the two babies, then they say goodbye to the man because what they really want in their heart is a family. But it doesn't necessarily. So really look at if you're wanting to have a biological child instead of adopting a child, it's like, can you change your idealism to, like, you know, you want to find the right one? Maybe you just want to find the right situation. I don't want to put bad advice out, so I'm not giving you the suggestion, but I'm telling you about women who I've met that have done this because of their biological clock and wanting to have a family. So don't say that I said that you should do this, but, you know, I'm just giving you, you know, and really think about the truth of, because you can also find a partner in life who already has children, and then you don't have to have biological children. So really think about what do you really want when you say you want a family? Because when you're thinking about this in your mind, you're planting seeds, because as I said, I felt earlier it's like a time for you to plant seeds. So what kind of seeds do you want to plant in relation to fulfilling your desires and what you're saying that you want? But to be really real with yourself and truthful with yourself, because your intuition will guide you to the right person or the right situation. You should never listen to anybody telling you what you should do about this, because it's such a life-altering reality, what you're asking for. But, you know, really check in with yourself and see what kind of intentions you're setting and what kind of seeds you'd like to be planting for your future in relation to having a family. And sometimes women get to other readings I've done, because I've met hundreds and hundreds of women in their early 40s, and there's, you know, that time limit of saying about kids. And some women just realize that, you know, it's just not my thing, and I don't want to have a family because the universe is saying no to me. That door keeps closing, so I have to kind of surrender and accept. So my sense is this. Don't go into poor me, but try to look at what are you trying to set up, because you still have time to have a biological family. But you're also saying, I want to have the perfect situation. And sometimes the perfect situation, that means you're slamming doors, because there's so many jerks out there, or women don't give men enough time to, like, overcome their initial, you know, egoism that they have in relation to you know, being the stronger person in a relationship. I mean, and some men want to wait until later to have families. And so it's kind of like, you know, try to be playful, but in a realistic way with, like, what can I do to get what I want? And what does that mean in relation to, you know, where I'm at in this time in my life and the kind of people who I'm meeting? And there's so many love stories about women meeting men at work and they just go south. I mean, you know, people find them making love in elevators and they both get fired, or there's been some kind of, like, you know, the man stops looking at the woman because he's chickened out of the relationship. And then, so, I mean, as far as, you know, working in the situation with the man, it's kind of like too much drama too many times. So, you know, be gentle on yourself for having the desire to have a relationship and meeting somebody at work, but be gentle with how you're seeing this, because it's kind of like set in movies. It's kind of like, you know, high drama for a lot of people, and you want to be forgiving and compassionate to your path and how you're viewing your path in this sense with this person, and just be friendly and go, you know what, we just got it on and had a good time. I'm going to enjoy, you know, the thoughts that I've had about you. But don't go into feeling negative or remorseful, because that doesn't do you any good. And I hear a little of that in your voice. So, you know, try to be really kind and enjoy that, oh, you had this opportunity. And, you know, maybe it'll turn around, maybe it won't. But be optimistic about where you're going from this point. And really look at what you really want. Sorry to keep rolling on. Catherine. Maybe your angels can tell me to shut up.
Well, I hope that helps you. I do keep having Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. And, you know, to tune in with him is just about asking him to step forward for you, to help you to understand what it is that you need to do. You know, to really love yourself and to really do those things that you love to do, as Pooch was saying, in a roundabout way.
I think loving oneself is definitely the beginning of a good relationship with everybody.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Well, Catherine, you want a minute breather, or should we see? I think there's another call coming in.
Yeah, we can do another call if you're ready.
Well, as long as you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm good. I'm good
okay.
to go.
Okay, let's go to the next call. Hello, caller.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Well, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Okay, that's
Hi, Wendy. How can
you're
a
California
help you?
Girl.
Yes, all my life. And may I ask my question?
Sure.
Thank you. I am employed, a lot of stress, and when I was on my way to work on the 14th, I stepped out the door, and suddenly I was on the pavement. I had a horrible fall, and I sprained both my wrists and my
right. Of this
right.
month? The 14th of March?
Yes, 14th of March, and sprained my ankle. Obviously, I did not go into work. Two men helped me to get back to my apartment. And I saw my primary care doctor the next day, and she wrote me off work for a week. I switched to a new doctor because I've been waiting for her to become available, and she's going to have me see a physical therapist on Friday, and then I have an appointment with her on Tuesday. So I've been fully communicating with my employer and making sure that I've got the medical documentation as well. So, and I am applying online elsewhere because of this stressful job. But every day that I'm there, I work to benefit them. But my concern is I really do want to keep my current employment until I get a new job. How long do you think I'm going to, when I see my doctor on Tuesday, how long do you think she's going to keep me off work and will I get a new job?
Catherine, are your angels getting any insight?
So I do have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and right now, I do feel that stress that you're talking about for work, and it's important for you to actually be listening to yourself, and it's actually a good thing that you are looking for a new job, because it's going to, because if, what I'm hearing is it's important for you to go find a new job. And it's important for you to find a job that you love to do, but then also really being open with the future employer of what it is that you're looking for too. So, you know, when they ask you about your strengths and your weaknesses during interviews, it's really important for you to be really open about what you're looking for. So I actually have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. So Archangel Gabriel, whenever you step forward, it's about communication and being open and sharing your truth. So it's really important for you to do that. I see this fall actually happened for a reason, and it happened because it's actually going to help. It's helping you to realize that this job is affecting you health wise, so it's really important for you to really focus on those things that you really love to do, and focusing on a job that you. You know, when you're applying for jobs, when you're looking for jobs, look for a job that really excites you. You know, when you're looking at a job description, if it doesn't excite you, but you can check off everything on that list, you know, don't necessarily apply for it just because you can check off everything on that list. But, you know, make sure that you really listen to your heart on this. And go for a job that really does excite you, that feels good to you.
And, Catherine, since we don't have a lot of time, I just want to say you know, while you are still at the job that's giving you a paycheck, and as much as maybe you want to change it, try to have gratitude that you do have a job and that you are getting a paycheck, because that will benefit your life in the present time. And when you're feeling more gratitude, it's going to be easier to reach out for other things as well. And I'm sorry, but we're at the top of the hour and we've got to get going. And so okay. That means, you know, maybe you can call Catherine this at her next show that's coming up. Catherine, when is your next show? It's this coming next week?
Monday.
Monday.
Yes, so on Monday, yes.
So maybe you could call her back to get more information then. But, you know, just try to focus on what you can do to do self-healing and take really good care of yourself as you're going through this healing process. And have gratitude that you're getting better, you have good doctors, and you're going to have an opportunity this coming Monday or every Monday after that to ask Catherine more questions about how the angels might give you insight into moving forward. And I'm sorry, but we've got to say goodbye right now to you.
Hello.
And hello. So
thank you. I just
yes.
Thank you. And I am very thankful for my employment, extremely. And I knock myself out when I am at work.
Don't do that anymore. You're not supposed to knock yourself out. Try to change that image in your mind, because you don't want to knock yourself out. You want to be being replenished as you go to work. So think about how you're getting good things while you're there, as well as that you're, you know, try to change how you see that image. It's not knocking yourself out, but just really doing the best you can do to give, and what you give is being received in a really positive way. Try to replace the being knocked out with a more positive metaphor. So thank you for calling in, and goodbye for now. I'm hoping you'll be tuning in to Catherine this coming Monday or, you know, for another reading another time. So, hey, everybody, and especially to Catherine and to Wald, I just want to send out a big, incredible, loving thanks to all of you and for tuning in, for being here. Catherine, I thank you so much for sharing your time on my show and for being part of this. And look forward
to
hearing more about from the angels.
I love doing this with you. I always love being on with you. So, and I'll probably have you on my show and, you know, do this again, because, yeah, we're going to talk about tarot and more about
the
angels.
We got sidetracked a little bit, but not enough time. Time flies when you're having fun. But, Catherine,
yes,
that's
exactly.
Why I wanted to have you on, because when you had me on your show last time, it was so much fun. I want Catherine on my show because it was so much fun being on her show. So what goes around comes around. Hey, everybody, Catherine and I have got to say goodbye for now, but we are both on Psychic Talk Radio on a regular basis, and come on over again to this side of the world where metaphysics, divination, oracles, tarot, healing, angels, and all good things that are supernatural kind of tune in and try to see more into the truth of it. And we want to know more about you. So, hey, we look forward to connecting again. Hearts out thanks to everybody. Bye for now. Catherine, say you want to say bye?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.